Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, nearly 2 feet of rain is still expected in Texas and the Houston area as the death toll has now risen to 10 after Hurricane Harvey has left a wave of catastrophic destruction. The mayor there saying it will be years, as well as the FEMA chief, for the recovery. They do still not know the entirety of the devastation. And to help those victims, as WAMC has done before, we're going to hold a one-day fund drive tomorrow.
We are, David. It's the right thing to do. We've done it so many times now. Haiti, you may name it, Japan. We've done it because, as Michelle Obama has put it so well, when others go low, we go high. And it is something that we are committed to as a caring, loving radio station. We all know that. And the people in our listening area are incredibly upset, it's the only way to put it, by watching pictures of poor families, sometimes of color, sometimes not, who have been really just thrown out of the places that they live, and deaths occurring. It's unsure whether it's 9 or 10, but that's 10 people who used to be alive who aren't anymore. And now homes are ruined, flood insurance is not really something that a lot of people have. And there are a lot of charities. We have chosen the Red Cross, as we always do, being assured that the money is going to the right places. And we'll start tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we'll go till about 4. And we'll do everything we can to raise money for the poor folks who really do need everything that they can get right now. Now, there's some people who are mad at Ted Cruz, for example, because he voted against the aid the last time it happened in the North. This is something he has to live with. Everybody but Fox apparently asked him about that. You know, Fox didn't. The Fox reporter didn't. Cruz said that what had really happened was that they put too much in that rescue bill. But now there he is pleading. That's politics. But what we're doing is not politics. It's just rudimentary. Let's everybody give a little. Let's get enough so that people who are without can have something, and we can all project ourselves into their places. It could happen anywhere. It could be an earthquake. It could be a tornado. It could be a superstorm. But in each of those cases, we are truly all Americans. And those politicians like Cruz who, you know, turn their backs because the people are not in their area, they should be ashamed of themselves.
It could also be a missile. We're seeing now that Japan is raising an alarm after North Korea has conducted another missile launch, which flew over the northern part of Japan. Another brazen escalation of this conflict.
David, it is really scary. Can you imagine what it's like to live in Japan or Guam and have this madman throwing missiles over them? It reminds me of my childhood when we used to do duck and cover and get under desks because we thought that the nuclear Armageddon was upon us. It is frightening to the depths of one's soul. And all I can say is, where's the bluster that Trump promised? You know, they better not. He said, well, they are. And the State Department is decimated. We don't have people who can do the diplomacy that is necessary. We don't have people who can pick up the pieces because the budget has been so reduced. So, David, this is a very tough time for Americans, not only because of what we have, but as you say, because when you get a guy like this, Kim Jong-un, you have no idea what he will do next. We talk about suicide by cop, people who get themselves shot, and that may be what this guy is looking for. I doubt it, but anything's possible.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. And we hope you will be with us tomorrow as we raise money for the Harvey victims. It will be in combination for the Red Cross. And we could use some volunteers, Alan. Kayleen White, 1-800-323-9262, extension 189.
Did you say Kayleen White?
Yes.